Legendary Crooks, narrated by Paul Spera. Thomas Boursin, the sports betting scam. You may know the term tipster from the world of sports betting. It refers to a sort of advisor who will give tips to gamblers. Thomas Boursin, at just 18 years old, launches his own Facebook page in 2014 to give advice on sports betting. As his success grows, he decides, like many other tipsters, to monetize access to his expertise. He makes users pay a subscription to benefit from his tips. After a few years, however, the young Frenchman realizes he's having a hard time differentiating himself from all the other tipsters online. He feels drowned in the crowd. He decides to stop his activities, publicly denouncing all the charlatans in the field who exploit the hopes of their clients and make them dream of impossible gains. Thomas says he's indignant, but promises to launch a project that will change everything. In 2021, he launches Prono Club. This time, his services go further than mere tips and advice, since subscribers place their money directly on the platform, which takes care of the transactions themselves. This middleman process, however, is called copy betting, and it is totally illegal. Nevertheless, customers come flocking to the site. One of the reasons for the company's immediate success is the emphasis placed on advertising. Massive billboards in the Paris metro, TV commercials during the Euro soccer tournament, support from influencers on social networks, duped themselves by the seen-on-TV effect, no doubt. In just a few months, Thomas Boursin receives thousands of subscribers who bet their money through the platform, in addition, of course, to paying their monthly subscription to use the service. Another way to attract customers is simply to set up an old-fashioned pyramid scheme, rewarding those who bring in new members. In hindsight, it seems absurd that such a project could have gone so far. We may recall that, in addition to the Ponzi scheme aspect, the very premise of the company is an illegal activity. However, Thomas Boursin was able to advertise everywhere without the slightest obstacle. Logically, the bettors who were cheated came forward little by little, angry not to receive the 10% interest promised by the site, and shocked to see the money they'd won from their bets vanish from the platform. The site, which was not even registered as a sports betting operator, allegedly scammed several thousand victims. According to France's National Gaming Authority, the damage is over 10 million euros. The victims of the scam are trying to band together in a class-action lawsuit. Thomas Boursin, 24 years old, is in jail, awaiting trial. Did you like this episode? Feel free to comment, share, and rate it. See you soon for new stories. Midnight Studio, addictive podcast creator.